The phrase family values is a highly contested one in this election year, but the debate over what exactly constitutes family values is hardly new. In the early 20th century, birth control activist Margaret Sanger argued that valuing the family also meant valuing women's right to reproductive freedom. Maureen Corrigan has a review of a timely new biography of Sanger.
Ellen Chesler began writing her biography of Margaret Sanger 18 years ago. It hit the bookstores late last month, right before the Supreme Court's decision to reaffirm women's right to abortion, but also to uphold state restrictions on that right. Chesler paints a portrait of Sanger as an unstoppable campaigner for reproductive freedom. So I can't help but suspect that Sanger might have exerted some beyond-the-grave influence on her biography's timely appearance. Woman of Valor urges readers to think hard about what the future will be like if women once again lose sexual and reproductive autonomy. Sanger was born in 1879, one of 11 children. Her mother was a devout Catholic, so even though her constant pregnancies hastened her early death, she refused to use any of the primitive contraceptive devices that were then marketed under the guise of health products. As a young woman, Sanger trained as a nurse and worked on New York's Lower East Side. In her later speeches, Sanger always mentioned the day she was called to nurse a young Jewish woman named Sadie Sachs. Mrs. Sachs was dying of complications resulting from a self-induced abortion. She told Sanger that she had begged a doctor for some kind of contraception, only to be told that the best method would be to make her husband sleep on the roof. That was the moment, Sanger always said, that she decided to abandon the palliative career of nursing in pursuit of fundamental social change. Chesler provides an intimate look at Sanger's conflicted personal life, as well as a detailed overview of the cause she dared to champion. In 1914, Sanger was arrested for distributing birth control pamphlets, which were then considered obscene under the Comstock laws. Although she adored her three small children, she fled to Europe rather than risk a maximum 45-year prison term. After she was cleared of the charges in 1916, Sanger opened the first birth control clinic in America in a Brooklyn storefront. She was promptly sent to jail, since only doctors had the right to prescribe contraception. Sanger was a rebel in other, more personal ways, too. Throughout her two marriages, she carried on passionate affairs with many men, including H.G. Wells and the British sex theorist Havelock Ellis. In her youth, she was a committed socialist, but later in life, Sanger decided to work within the system, and she became a Republican. Sanger founded the American Birth Control League, which eventually became known as Planned Parenthood. Her fundraising supported the research that produced the diaphragm and birth control pill. More than any other one person, Sanger was responsible for the legalization of birth control in 1956. She died the following year. Woman of Valor is a biography that should have a naturally uplifting ending. But current debates over abortion are sounding a lot like earlier debates over birth control. Ellen Chesler doesn't want a return to the bad old days, and so her biography of Sanger is also an unapologetic defense of women's right to choose. Some readers will be offended by this explicit political edge. Others will be inspired by it. Woman of Valor reads like the young Margaret Sanger must have sounded at rallies. Angry, passionate, and charged with a sense of life and death mission.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.